Chapter 6. The Driving Task. When you slide in behind the wheel of a motor vehicle, you take responsibility for the lives of people around you. To be a safe driver, you must know the rules of the road and respect them. You also must know and follow proper driving procedures. Just as importantly, you must have a good attitude. Courtesy and consideration are essential to good driving. Professional drivers will tell you it takes more than basic skills to make a good driver. After mastering those skills, a driver still must learn the fine points of good driving, including the mental and physical conditions that affect performance on the road. Driver error causes more than 90% of highway crashes. Your ability to drive safely depends not only on what you know, but how you feel and what you were doing before you sat behind the wheel. Most important, be patient. Try not to let heavy traffic get on your nerves. Never change your mind at the last minute or act too quickly. Don't rely on warnings or signals from other drivers. Depend on your own alertness, not theirs. Developing good driving habits is as easy as falling into bad ones. Start out by establishing sound habits, and you can drive safely all your life. Below are some tips on how to cultivate a safe driving routine. Starting out. Before you get into your vehicle, always look in front and back of it to see if there is a child or obstacle you might run over. Once inside, take a moment to get ready for driving. Adjust your seat and mirrors, buckle your safety belt, and check to see passengers are properly seated and buckled so they won't interfere with your driving. Develop a routine for starting your car, too. With the handbrake set, shift to park or neutral and start the engine. Holding the foot brake, and clutch if you have one, shift to the proper gear. Then release the parking brake and prepare to pull out. There is an important, 5-step procedure to follow when you start from the curb, pull into a parking space or change lanes. Always check mirrors. Signal for the required 5 seconds or 100 feet before moving your vehicle. Glance over your shoulder in the direction you're going to move. When it is safe to do so, make your move gradually and smoothly. Cancel the turn signal. Your mood affects your driving. You should be aware of how getting behind the wheel can affect your behavior. Taking control of the power and speed of a car often reveals a person's character. To drive safely, you must find the maturity to share the road and help your fellow travelers. If you're worried or distracted, you can't count on being alert enough to drive safely. Quarrels, misunderstandings, financial problems, illness in the family, personal fears, or overconfidence make you far more likely to have a crash. If you're upset, let someone else drive. Concentration is vital to safe driving. The driver's seat is no place for daydreaming, window shopping, intense conversation, or looking at scenery. There have been too many crashes after which the surviving driver said, "I don't know what happened." Watch for problem drivers. Give a lot of room to drivers who may not see you. These include drivers entering from intersections or driveways where the view is blocked by buildings, fences, trees, or other cars. Drivers backing out of driveways or parking spaces. Drivers whose windows are covered with ice or snow. Allow extra room for people who may be distracted by something they're doing. For example, delivery and construction workers. Children playing. Drivers who are talking, tending children, or are otherwise distracted. Tourists trying to figure out a complicated intersection. Drivers looking for a house number. Sometimes you also must give extra room to a driver who gets in trouble. If other drivers make mistakes, help them out. Watch out for drivers who pass as you approach a curve, hill, or an oncoming car. Slow down and let them back into your lane quickly. Make room for any driver who is about to be forced into your lane by a car, pedestrian, bicyclist, obstacle, or a reduction in the number of lanes. Defensive driving. Most crashes are caused by driver error. Be prepared to react promptly to emergencies by driving with both hands placed on opposite sides of the steering wheel at approximately the 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock positions. Check your owner's manual for proper hand placement if your vehicle is equipped with airbags. You can reduce your chances of crashing by knowing and using the standard crash prevention formula. Scanning. To be a defensive driver, you have to see what is going on. Avoid a fixed, straight-ahead stare that may let you drift off in daydreams. Keep your eyes moving and learn to read the road. Look ahead. Good drivers keep an eye on what's happening about 10 to 15 seconds ahead. That's about a block in city driving. By doing this, you'll avoid the kind of last-minute lane changes, turns, and stops that often cause crashes. Look to the sides. As you approach any place where other cars, people, or animals may cross your path, look to both sides. Don't rely on traffic lights or stop signs. Always watch out for other drivers, they may run the light. Look behind. Check the traffic behind you frequently, several times a minute, so you'll know if somebody is tailgating, coming up too fast, or trying to pass. Most rear-end collisions are caused by vehicles following too closely. Blind spots. These are areas near the left and right rear corners of your vehicle that are not visible in your mirrors, see below. If your vehicle does not have a right side view mirror, the right blind spot will be larger than the one on the left. Never rely on your mirrors alone. Before you make any move to the side, quickly turn your head to see if your blind spot is clear. Also, avoid driving in someone else's blind spot. It's as important for other drivers to see you as for you to see them. Identify. Scan the road ahead for potential hazards such as a vehicle, pedestrian, animal, or situation that could force you to slow down, speed up, or turn. Predict. After spotting a potential hazard, predict what will happen. It's safest to predict the worst. For example, if you see children playing on a street corner, prepare for one of them to run in front of you. Decide what to do. The key to defensive driving is making a sound decision ahead of time rather than reacting to danger at the last second. Execute. The final step is to execute your decision in a smooth, predictable manner in time to avoid a crash. Distracted driving. If you do not give your full attention to driving a vehicle, bad things can happen very quickly. Seeing and reacting safely to sudden changes can keep you from being in a crash. To drive safely, you must pay full attention at all times. That will give you enough time to react. People's lives are in your hands. Things that can distract your attention. Anything that draws your attention away from the road can distract you. Distractions like the ones below can cause crashes. Texting or talking on phone. Eating. Reading or writing. Changing the radio station or lighting a cigarette. Applying makeup or shaving. Looking for things inside your vehicle. Dealing with children or pets. If something distracts you, even for a few seconds, you may not see a hazard that can cause a crash. Think how quickly a small child can run into your traffic lane from between parked cars. Think how fast a bicycle rider can zoom into your path. They need you to see them before it is too late. Think how quickly the car in front of you could brake and you run into them. Ways to keep from getting distracted. Preset your favorite radio stations before you begin to drive. Load your tapes or CDs before you begin to drive. Keep the stereo volume low enough so that you can still hear things outside your car. You must be able to hear emergency sirens, car horns, screeching tires, and other sounds outside your car. They can alert you to danger and keep you from getting in a crash. Have someone in the front seat act as your co-pilot. They can look at a phone or maps and tell you where to turn or what to look for ahead. If you are driving alone, make sure you know the route you want to drive before you get in the car. Do not eat while driving. Teach children to behave well while in a car. It's hard to pay attention to the road while tending to children. Place pets in a pet carrier to make sure they do not cause problems while you are driving. If you are lost in thought and not paying attention, pull the car to the side of the road and stop. Taking a short break can make your drive safer and much more enjoyable. This is the reason rest areas are placed along highways. Cell phones. In Idaho, reading, writing, sending, or receiving of written communication, text messaging, while driving is illegal and considered an infraction. It does not apply to hands-free devices without the use of either hand. A ticket resulting in a conviction of this law will not result in points on a driver's record. It will result in a fine, but will only be considered a moving violation when the driver is in operation of a commercial motor vehicle. Many crashes are caused by people who try to text or dial cell phones while driving. Texting while driving is 6 times more dangerous than driving impaired. If you must use a cell phone, park in a safe place before making the call or engaging in text messaging. Fatigue and highway hypnosis. Stop driving when you feel drowsy. Pull off the highway at the first rest stop or service area. If you're really sleepy, get off the road and take a nap. Drowsiness is one of the greatest killers in interstate highway driving. Don't rely on stay-awake drugs or energy drinks. They can make your driving even more dangerous. On long trips, exercise your eyes as you drive. Freeway drivers often suffer highway hypnosis, drowsiness brought on by monotony and the drone of wind and tires. Keep shifting your eyes from one area of the roadway to another and focus them on various objects near and far, left and right. Unattended vehicles. Unattended vehicles on the traveled portion of a highway at any time create a potential danger to public safety and are subject to immediate removal, towing. Unattended vehicles that are off the traveled portion but are on the paved portion of a highway create a potential danger to public safety during darkness, especially if the vehicle has no lights on or lit warning devices nearby. Vehicles, if left unattended, must be removed prior to darkness or be subject to towing at the owner's expense. Alive at 25. Alive at 25 is a defensive driving course offered for those who are 15 through 24 years old. Law enforcement presents traffic safety strategies for young drivers who are overrepresented in crash statistics, emphasizing responsible choices and decision-making while driving or riding as a passenger. To register for a course, visit www.aliveat25.us.